Good morning, it's Wednesday, June 10th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's most important story. A 12-year AI analysis links glucosamine, one of the world's most popular joint supplements, to a 25% higher risk of progressing from mild cognitive impairment to Alzheimer's disease, a finding every health optimizer needs to know. The FDA, meanwhile, has ruled NMN is not a dietary ingredient, sending shockwaves through the NAD plus supplement market. History is being made in longevity medicine as Life Biosciences doses its first human patient in an FDA-cleared epigenetic reprogramming trial, and a 9-year study delivers a counterintuitive finding: extreme intensity HIIT may actually accelerate brain shrinkage in older adults. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection, the headline, "The joint supplement millions take may accelerate Alzheimer's progression." According to Neuroscience News, analyzing 12 years of de-identified patient records with AI, researchers found that glucosamine users with mild cognitive impairment face a 25% higher likelihood of progressing to full Alzheimer's disease, and that glucosamine use among people already diagnosed with Alzheimer's is associated with a 25% spike in mortality risk. This is the one to read today. Extreme HIIT may shrink the aging brain, 9-year study finds. From Rapamycin Longevity News, a 9-year longitudinal study tracking older adults found that those who pushed exercise to maximum heart rate showed greater brain volume loss over time compared to those exercising at moderate intensity, a striking reversal of the harder is better HIIT narrative. In supplement news, low-dose continuous rapamycin tames neuroinflammation without broad immunosuppression. From PLOS ONE, a new PLOS ONE study found that continuous low-dose rapamycin, mixed into food rather than taken in weekly pulses, selectively suppressed pro-inflammatory IL-17-producing immune cells and reduced neuroinflammation markers in aging mice, without the widespread immune suppression seen at transplant doses. Semaglutide may slow biological aging, well beyond its weight loss benefits. From Medical News Today, a post-hoc analysis of a semaglutide trial in people living with HIV found that the GLP-1 drug significantly slowed biological aging markers, pointing to anti-aging effects that go far beyond weight and glucose control. From the Research Desk, metformin reverses intestinal aging in primates by restoring a key protein from Nature Aging. A Nature Aging study used single nucleus sequencing to map how the intestinal lining ages in primates, identifying a decline in the protein NCR1 as a central driver, and then demonstrating that metformin restores NCR1 levels and measurably delays intestinal aging in non-human primates. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.